Well, Mother Bud, we're on the other side now. We're in the pen. As I was fixing to turn this thing over, well, and start the other side, it come one of these quick flash floods here, and it's raining like all get out outside now. So we're not going to say very much on here right now. I'm going to wait just a couple of minutes, see if it'll quit. That's where it is over here. It'll rain like everything for 10, maybe 15 minutes, and then it'll quit. And then we'll go outside and see if we can't finish the rest of it. So I'm going to sit here and talk to old Larry a minute. And we're going to make out the rest of this tape now, tonight, so I can get it in the mail. We decided to go ahead and make it out, and we'll write our letters later if we need to. So I'm going to cut it off and hope that the rain will quit. You can probably hear a lot of the noise from the boys up the other end of the tent. But like I said, we're in the tent now. Maybe we can get out by ourselves and finish this out in a minute. Well, Mother and Dad, it's still raining like thunder outside, and it's 10 minutes to 10 now. So I'm going to see, I'm going to say a couple of words on here and run it back and see if it's too loud here in the tent. Like I said, me and Larry are down at one end ourselves. And I'd like to try to get this made out because I have got a letter that I've got to write tonight. I've got to write to Linda. So let me see if this is going to tape okay, and if it's not, well, I'll just have to make it tomorrow. Y'all can probably hear the rain beating down outside, but let me see what it's going to say. Well, we played it back, and it sounds all right, so we're going to go ahead and make this out, because it is getting pretty late, and it's, like I said, it's about 10 or 10 now, about 5 or 10 now, and the lights go out here pretty soon, so maybe I can get this made out. The first time, Mama, I want to tell you something about me and Linda. You said to me, try to get home. Well, I can't get back until my time's done. And I tried, after I got here, I tried two or three times to get back. But I've got a job to do, and I'm going to do it. And really and truly, I guess it's going to be a shock to y'all. But right now, the way I feel and everything, I can't really say that, but like I said, it's my duty to be here, and it's something I'll be proud of that I've done later on in life. So I'll go ahead and do my time just like all the rest of the boys are, and then I'll come home, and we can all be happy then. I had a letter from Linda yesterday. She's doing fine. And as far as her being sick, y'all don't worry about it, because I don't think she's all that sick, or I probably would have already been home. I mean, everything's fine, and I wish that she'd come down there and stay with y'all. I don't like her living in Savannah, but time will tell how everything's going to be. So let's just cut that off for now. She's doing fine. Got a letter from her yesterday. I didn't get one today. Maybe I'll get one tomorrow. Well, just so much for that. Yesterday, day before yesterday, I got a tape from Eddie and Sally. Eddie went out, he took his recorder out to the club with him, and he talked to me a little while on the tape, and Sally talked to me. And Benny taped the show, you know, as they was putting it on that night. I really enjoyed it. He played some of my favorite songs that he used to play for me when I'd go, you know. And they said he was looking forward to me coming home and all that, actually. Really enjoyed it. And I plan on making them tape back pretty soon. I haven't made one yet. And like I said, I'm really getting bad about writing letters. And I know I ought to write more than I do. I haven't wrote y'all in quite a few days now. I sent y'all a tape the other day, and I guess you've probably gotten it by now, I hope so. And as far as the mail, Mom, I'm getting your mail pretty regular. It gets messed up as time goes by, you know. It's a long ways and has to go through a lot to get here. But don't worry, when you send anything, I usually get it. And as far as me needing anything, I don't know of anything I need. You might send me a couple, three more rolls of films and a couple of tapes, because this is going to be about my last blank tape I've got. but maybe I can get somewhere where I can pick some up. Right now, we can't go anywhere. As Larry told y'all on the first part of the tape, about the gooks not coming in. That's the Vietnamese. See, they're having a big election here, and so we're under this gray alert again until September the 5th, where we got to be ready to stand by anything might come up, which, like he told you, we're in a hell of a good area here, and we're lucky to be here, you know, in the area we are. Oh, by the way, yesterday, I stopped my old truck, and I was talking to one of the boys, and I heard somebody say, "Hey, Dave, hey, Dave." And I looked around, I didn't see anybody. He said, "Dave." And I turned around, and this old boy that went through basic with, he lives around Fort Worth. You remember when I came home from basic, I told you there was a couple of colored boys rode back with us, and it's old Jerry Ennis. He's over here, and he's in 103rd Artillery right up from us. He's not a half a mile from me. I talked to him a little while last night. He come down. I told him Larry King was here and everything. And he come down. We sat around. We talked last night, and we all really had a good time. He's been over here 10 months now. He ain't got but 82 days to go. He's really happy. And remember Richard Byers, my other buddy? Well, he's at Cameron Bay. And he said there was a whole bunch of the boys over here that went through basic with us. And I plan on looking some of them up first chance I get. Like I said, we can't get away from here to go anywhere until after September the 5th, other than our regular working conditions, you know. But thought I'd tell you about that. And you said something about the pictures that you had. Well, send them all to me, Mama, the ones you got developed. Even old Helen, I'd kind of like to see them, just see what they look like. So get them in the mail and send them to me. And I got some out the other day, the ones of the scenery I've taken them around. And I'll be sending them to you before long. And some of them turned out pretty good, some of them didn't. And I really did enjoy the pictures I got from y'all today. It was real good to see y'all. And I mean, you just really don't know what it means to see pictures of y'all from back home and everything. Y'all never know how much we think about you and how much we'd love to be there, but like it goes, we got a little time to do here now, and it's our duty to do it. And I really and truly say that we're proud to stand up and say that we are doing our job over here. We do it the best we can. We're going to continue to do it the best we can. And we're luckier than the old boys that's out there in infantry and everything. We're lucky to be in the engineers. We've kind of got it like stateside in a way, like Larry told you. Naturally, it's not like being at home, but it is. We have got it pretty good. So you go ahead and send all those pictures to me, and you know I'll enjoy them. Just something from back home really makes you feel good, and most of all, send those of Tanya. You know I want them. And I'm going to cut this off a minute. Larry's going to say a few more words here. And so we're going to get this made out tonight and get it on in the mail so that, like I said, I haven't wrote y'all the last few days. I guess you're really worried and shook up by now. Y'all don't get that way. I don't know. I'm just getting worried. I just don't care about writing letters anymore. It's not that. Well, it's just kind of hard to explain. I'd rather just sit down and make a tape. That's all I can say. I guess I'm getting too lazy to write, just like I said. I'm going to let Larry say a word to you now.
Well, this is old Biggin again. I thought I'd get on there and jack my jaws a little while. Boy, I'm telling you, you can talk about rain. We got our share of rain, I'll tell you for sure. This is the only place in the world I've ever seen where you can stand waist deep in mud, raining like a dickens, sun shining like you never seen before, and you get dust in your eyes when the wind is blowing. Boy, this place is messed up. I thought Texas weather was bad. Man, Casey's don't hold a candle to this rock. Gene and I were talking just a few minutes ago before we had this thing turned off, and he said he might have a tape here, or we're going to get one, that we could send to my folks by you. This kind of pushing things off on y'all a little bit, but really, I'd sure appreciate it, and it'd really be a thrill if I could send a tape to you that would be to my folks. I don't know if you get all that or not. I kind of mixed
you've
up.
You got a problem down there that you're going to get
yeah.
a tape from.
Just like Gene said, just having to call. I mean, just, see, I messed up. I can't even talk. Just call them and tell them to come down and listen to the tape. I mean, I'd really appreciate it. And I think they'd get a thrill out of it, and I know I would. The number is Market 6, 6349. Market 6, 6349. I don't know if you know where they live or not, but they live on Weber Street, just right up the way from you. And really, I'd appreciate it. And I think they really enjoy it. I know I would. If I can talk to them, sometimes they get...
They'd all enjoy being together when
yeah.
they met each other.
Yeah, and they'd give y'all a chance to meet one another. You know, I think it'd do you good to sit down and talk. And don't get carried away now and be worried about us and all of you have a big sob party. Because there ain't nothing wrong with us. We're getting bigger and meaner every day over here. We just do our job. Gene said a while ago that we were doing our job and we'd be proud of it. Well, we're doing our job, all right. And my God, I think we're doing more than our job. They're about to work us to death. They expect us to work night and day over here. And when they say work, man, they mean work. They don't kid around. Well, yeah, that ain't got much tape left. And I've talked more tonight than I've talked in a long time. But like you said, we're just sitting around here talking, and we both got in a talking mood. And boy, when two Texans get talking, I'm telling you, that's worse than a thunderstorm. Me and Gene were pretty good buddies. I tell you, I don't know what we'd do if one another of us wasn't here to, I don't know, just like a couple old women, we'd cry on each other's shoulders sometimes. No, not really. Sometimes we get out here and we get so nervous and agitated, we get out here and just beat the devil out of each other. Just have something to do. But,
I bet you won't tell them about the time I put two play like both down.
No, I ain't going to tell them about that. That's too embarrassing.
I got to tell y'all something. Now, y'all get a kick out of this. You know, it was all sitting around one night and got in the mood for scuffling. Well, you know how big old Larry is. Larry, he's pushing 200 pounds. Tommy's pretty big boy himself. And Larry's sitting here giving me a mean look. Now, he knows when I'm fixing to throw. Well, I don't know how I ever done it. But anyway, they decided they'd take me down. Well, they jumped on me. You know, we're just scuffling, cutting up, and having a good time. But I don't know how it ended up. But somehow or other, I ended up on top. And I had them where they couldn't move. I couldn't do it again to save my life. I know that. It was just somewhat lucky that time I got them tied up on the bottom. But anyway, Larry really giving me a mean look. Every time he says something about some of the boys, I say, well, I can put you in blowout down. Boy, it really bugs them.
I wasn't going to tell that. That's sorry, devil. That's embarrassing. My Lord, hear me and Tommy both big as Bremen Bulls and this little old runt here. That's Texas, I guess. Just a mean bunch of devils, boy. Oh, we have a blast sometimes. I mean, we work our tail off, but here tonight we sit around and scuffle and talk and just raise Cain. You know how it is. I don't know. We'd like to come home, I'm telling you, sure. You know, we wrestle here on this old hard ground. I don't know how to feel. We get home and start wrestling on grass. We kill each other, sure enough. Look here, this tape is about gone, and so this is Gene's recorder and his tape, and he gonna kick me out of the tent if I don't shut my mouth. But we'll see y'all later, and we love you, and God bless all of you, and try to see what you can do for us, all right? We'll see you later. Oh, yeah. Gene is saying about a while ago, but he'll kick my rump for saying this, but he needs some sheets and pillowcases. So send him some. I'm telling you, sheets and pillowcases are worth their weight in gold around here. So we'll see y'all later. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Mom and Dad, one of my buddies just walked in. He wants to use my recorder here for something. Well, I'm just about through with this, so he got a tape from his wife or something. So I let him say it. First of all, it's old James Maynard. I let him say hi, and then I'll finish up the rest of this tape.
Hello there. How y'all feeling?
Fine, I hope. Well,
that's all I got to say.
I guess he's Basil of Nevada way. I guess he's big time or something. Well, listen, y'all, this tape's just about gone, so I'm going to close it off for now. And we've really enjoyed making this tonight. It's made the night go by pretty good. And everything we said, well, y'all just take it in consideration and understand that we're here. We got to be here. Ain't nothing we can do about it. But just thank the good Lord we're in a safe area where we're at. And won't be long. We'll be back home. We can have a big old watermelon to eat and barbecue out there in the backyard and everything. And I want you to go ahead and call Larry's mother, like he said, and y'all get together. And Daddy, he's a heck of a fisherman himself, so y'all probably get together on a fishing trip or something. But like I said, this is about gone, so brother and sis, I guess y'all know I was talking to everybody on here and the boys and everything. So, I mean, you know, when I talk to y'all, I'm just talking to everybody there. And we've really enjoyed making this, and just a minute. I got somebody saying something to me. Oh, I forgot to tell y'all, Tommy came over the day before yesterday from Zeon. It's the first time I'd seen him in, I guess, 15, 20 days, but he's doing fine. He wasn't here long enough to hear any of the tapes y'all sent, but he wants to hear them just as soon as he can. Like I said, he's doing fine. Said to tell y'all hi, and that he loved you and thought about you all the time. So I don't know if they're going to leave Tommy attached over there with the 168 combat engineers or just what they're going to do, but I hope he gets to come back over. Me and old Larry really do miss him, you know. We've all three been a long ways together. But if he don't, well, if he has to stay over there, well, like I said, we ain't got but 7 months and days, and we'll all be back there in Capitan together. Time be here before you know it, and we're all really looking forward to it. Well, this tape's gone now, so good night to all of you, and God bless you. And if my letter's getting to where you don't hear from me very often, y'all try to understand. But I will write you every chance I get. And y'all do the same. You said you enjoyed these tapes we sent. Well, you couldn't enjoy them any more than we do, because it really does make us happy to sit down and listen to the tape and the voices back home. And y'all don't know how bad we'd like to be there. Right now we can't. So good night to all of you. God bless you. And I'll be writing you, sending you some pictures, first one thing and another. And we'll talk to you later. Good night for now. Bye-bye to all.
Yeah.